This time of year, we don't typically talk about new car models, races for Congress, or how the pro football season is shaping up. That's usually the stuff of seasonal chatter around Labor Day, as is the new fall TV season, which we talked about with critic Ken Tucker a few months ago. We have now extended an unseasonable invitation to Ken because there is almost a new TV season starting this month in March. 15 new network programs. Ken Tucker, why so many new TV shows?
Because the competition has just gotten greater for the networks. The networks like ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, they look around and they see these huge ads that HBO is running for Six Feet Under, and Showtime has original programming like The Chris Isaac Show, and they feel the cable breathing down their necks. And they really have to do something. They have to put on new shows now at a time when, you know, usually March is the time after the February sweeps when we see a month's worth of reruns in March. Instead, we're seeing huge names like Sally Field appearing on The Court on ABC. She plays a Supreme Court judge. Or over on NBC, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in Watching Ellie. These are names that you would usually think they would save for the fall TV season, as you said.
By the way, were there two Supreme Court shows this year because of the Bush-Gore arguments at the Supreme Court a year ago? Did somebody say this would make great stuff for network television? Is that what happened?
I think that plus the influence of West Wing. It's like you cannot beat it. And, you know, first Monday on CBS, James Garner, major TV name. That show's doing absolutely abysmally in the ratings. So it doesn't bode well for Supreme Court shows.
So we have Sally Fields arriving in black robes. We have what else coming on television now?
Fox has a couple of very offbeat shows, called Greg the Bunny. It's about a kids' TV show, but the puppets that are the characters are treated as if they were real people. They like argue for more lines and higher salaries and things like that. there's another show called Andy Richter Controls the Universe, which stars the former sidekick for Conan O'Brien. We've reached the point on network television where talk show sidekicks get their own shows. I mean, I don't think 20 years ago we expected, you know, Ed McMahon controls
sitcom,
the universe,
exactly, right?
You know. Fox also has American Embassy, which is kind of Ally McBeal. It's actually replacing Ally McBeal with another young woman who's kind of an Ally McBeal knockoff who exports her Twittery neuroses to London as part of the American Embassy.
Well, are these just the shows or the ideas that weren't good enough to make it into the fall season, and now that others have flunked out, they're on television, or are these newer, more creative ideas, supposedly?
A lot of times the networks use this opportunity to launch quirkier shows. ABC has a sitcom that's actually called, this is the title, Wednesdays at 9:30, 8:30 Central. That's the title of the show. And it's about the behind-the-scenes look at a network news show.
Is it on Wednesdays at 9:30?
Indeed, 8:30 Central. Mm-hmm. I mean, heaven forbid it should get moved around on the schedule. I don't know what it'll do. It'll send the producers into paroxysms. So you know, now's the time really to launch these shows. And some of these shows, you know, really catch on. And they and the network thinking is that, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus launching a show like Watching Ellie, maybe people will really tune in because all around her are lots of reruns. So they're taking a kind of leap of faith, which is also the name of an NBC sitcom.
From what you're saying, Ken, it doesn't sound like it's the day to start ordering the Emmys to be engraved just yet.
Well, you know, I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus does a good job in Watching Ellie. I don't know if the show has any great long-lasting potential. You know, these are kind of pretty lightweight shows in general. I mean, anytime you have, you know, Greg the Bunny and a sidekick controlling the universe, you know you're not getting into deep stuff. I think The Court is going to try with Sally Field, you know, as an Oscar winner to be a classy show. From the pilot I saw, I think it's very derivative of West Wing, and it has its work cut out for it.
Ken Tucker, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Ken Tucker writes about television for Entertainment Weekly.